You're listening to the SoPod Network, and this is Big Swings. At Southern Company, we believe big swings aren't just for the golf course. They're the bold moves that shape careers, communities, and culture. That's why we teamed up with three-time world-long drive champion Alexis Belton to talk with leaders across industries who know what it means to take a big swing. From the boardroom to the ball field, the studio to the streets, these game changers are driving good energy into our communities and inspiring the next generation to take a swing of their own. Southern Company Chairman, President, and CEO Chris Womack.
All right, Chris, you're President, CEO, and Chairman of Southern Company. Your life is a movie, but the opening scene is in Greenville, Alabama. Can you paint out what that scene looks like?
Wow, I mean, it's a very interesting story, but it would be a lot of scenes outdoors, a lot of time at church. But yeah, I mean, we spent a lot of time fishing and hunting and working in the garden. I mean, I was a big 4-H club member and I got awards for my garden activity. But the thing that I would be the centerpiece of the movie would be my time fishing with my grandmother. And we would do that most days of the week. We'd find a pond somewhere or a lake somewhere to catch dinner for the night, dinner for the evening. And so it was always, I mean, just that whole experience of catching the fish and then anticipating her cooking it and preparing the meal for the evening. That would be kind of the cornerstone, would be a big part of the movie.
Flashback, young Chris.
Yeah.
Who did you think that you would be today?
I had no idea. And so I grew up seeing and being around a lot of teachers and preachers. And so, I mean, as important as education was and the focus we had on education and learning and being all you can be, just never saw role models or images that kind of aligned with what I thought I wanted to be. Yeah, I mean, played a lot of sports. And so you thought about being a baseball player and some of those things. And I played a lot of baseball in my life. But I never at that young age had a sense of kind of what I was going to be or what I was interested in doing. I'm not sure why, but I developed an interest in politics very early on. And I would go to city council meetings as a kid growing up. I'd ride my bicycle to city council meeting. And so there was always kind of some interest in policy and politics as I was growing up. And then as I went off to college, political science was kind of the major that I was attracted to. And then the rest of my life has been kind of woven through policy and politics. So I guess that all started at a very young age.
Things change are changing so fast. And,
yeah. You
know, you're always on the side of making positive impact, mentorship, change. What has been one of the biggest swings in your career in driving things forward?
I mean, I think it's kind of a deep commitment that you have inside of yourself to have this obligation, even though it doesn't feel obligatory. It feels like this is just what I do and just what my purpose is in terms of what I do is not just about me, not just about myself, but it's about others. And giving others the opportunity to be all they can be, to lend a helping hand whenever I can, no matter what it is. Yes, I mean, I have a day job, and it's a wonderful job. It's a great company and that I'm a part of, and we do incredible, great work. But beyond that, making sure that we are giving back, that we're lending a helping hand, we're making a difference wherever we can is something that has always been very, very, very important to me.
I know you guys have a set of values that lead, and it's kind of your North Star. What are those four or five?
We do. As individuals, we too have to have values. We have to have foundation. We have to have purpose. We have to have things that will ground us into who we are, where we are, so that as winds blow, as sand shift, we can remain stable. And that's the importance, I think, of values, of having a solid core, having solid beliefs. And so in our company, we simply call them our values, which the first one is safety first, because the work that we do can be dangerous. And it's important that we work safely each and every day. We do job safety briefings. We do job safety analysis to make sure that our workers are operating safe, because I want them to go home just the way they left home that morning or whenever they left, whenever the shift started. So we start with safety first. We talk about acting with integrity because how we do the work, what we do, how we do it, and having integrity, I think, is so critically important. We talk about intentional inclusion, making sure that everybody in the company are included in how we operate and they're part of our culture, and that make sure that every employee in our company knows they can be all they can be and they will be treated fairly and have the opportunity to pursue whatever they want to pursue inside of our company. They may not get every job they want, but they'll have a fair shot at pursuing that opportunity. And then lastly, superior performance. Because at the end of the day, it's about results, it's about the quality of work that we do, how we deliver the services that people expect of us, but do it in a superior way. And I think when all that combines, it helps us be the great company that we are in terms of delivering our customers the service they desire, but also being this incredible citizen in the communities that we're privileged to operate, to work, and where our employees live, and making sure we're doing all the things necessary in those communities to help lift that community up. And so I think as we do what we do, as we've done what we've done for over 100 years, our values are so critical in terms of defining who we are and will guide us today, but also guide us into the future.
Thinking about safety first and the wellness of your team, can you talk a little bit more about the well-being of not only your employees, yep, but the people that you serve?
Health and well-being of our employees is something that's very important to me. And so, yes, we talk about, and we always encourage, we have safety meetings, we have safety briefs, we have this incredible, deep, committed focus on safety. The other thing I also embrace is the importance of our health and well-being. And so I talk a lot about employees in terms of taking care of ourselves, but also the whole comprehensive perspective of well-being in terms of we eat, what's our fitness regime, but also taking care of our mentals and taking care of our mind and being open to having those conversations with our employees, particularly on the mental and emotional side today, because there's a lot of issues, there's a lot of complexity, a lot of chaos in the world and a lot of stress. And so sometimes I think it's important for us to talk about those things so that people know that they have help, know that they have resources. But I think it's also important that we have those kind of conversations so people are not trying to resolve those issues themselves. And so just the whole comprehensive focus of health and well-being, I think is so very important, because I think it helps us, helps our employees be better and helps their family be better. And as a result, it helps us have a better company. At the same time, as great as we are, guess what? We got to keep getting better. We have to keep getting better. We have to keep driving. We have to keep learning. We have to keep working hard. And so all that comes together in terms of giving them the resources to do the work in the company, but also making sure that our benefits that we provide our employees are incenting them to do the right things in terms of taking care of themselves.
What are some ways that you do that yourself?
I tell you, every day for me it starts very quietly. I mean, whether it's prayer or meditation or journaling, but every day that's kind of how my day gets started. I mean, I try to make sure that I'm not jumping out of bed, hitting the floor, running and racing, but I try to make sure I kind of slow things down, calm my mind down, kind of get centered before I get started, because I think it's so important that in the middle of chaos, you can remain calm. You can keep things at a good pace. You're not racing through it, but you see it kind of methodically moving through. And I think that has proven to be very beneficial and very helpful to me. So that's kind of how I start my days. You know, it keeps me settled, keeps me calmed in the midst of chaos and anxiety.
Being a part of a company that has existed for over 100 years, how do you honor the past and think forward for the future?
It goes back to having this deep commitment to customers, having this deep commitment to community, having this deep commitment to our employees and the environment we want them to work in. So we hold on to those things no matter what happens. yes, we have to make sure that we evolve with time. As we, once again, I say, Southern Company is a great company, but we always have to keep getting better. And so that's embracing the newness and new things that will surface and come about, embracing technology that helps us do the work that we do better. So yes, we hold on to our values. We have this solid foundational core of who we are as a company, as an organization. Yes, but we make the adjustments. We make these shifts. We evolve to make sure that we keep getting better. And I think that's what successful organizations do. That's what strong institutions do to make sure that they are viable, that they're credible today, but also into the future.
Hold on to values.
Hold on to your values.
Keep the core. Keep and continue the core to grow.
And continue to grow. Very good.
You guys partner with so many different amazing organizations from here in Atlanta to all the surrounding areas. One thing that you guys present at the Tour Championship is the Payne Stewart Award.
Right.
Can you talk through why did you decide to be the sponsor of the Payne Stewart Award and how does that really tie in with Southern Company's identity?
Well, we were a partner with the Tour when Payne died at his death. And so we were all headed to Houston for the Tour Championship. And so we arrived after Payne, after the death, after the plane crash. And so as we were sitting with the commissioner, Mr. Fincham at the time, and with the Tour, the conversation became, you know, what do we do to honor this? It was because it was an incredible moment. And incredible moment for the Tour, incredible moment for the whole golfing community, because I mean Payne, people love Payne. He was so much fun. And so it was, how do we keep Payne's legacy alive? And so the idea surfaced about the Payne Stewart Award. And the Payne Stewart Award, its values, which focuses on character, charity, and sportsmanship, really align with our values as Southern Company. And so the idea, the concept evolved, developed, and it just kind of perfectly fit with us as a company in terms of our values and the values of the Payne Stewart Award. And so we've been a proud sponsor of the Payne Stewart Award at the outset. And so it's one of the things that we are so thrilled and privileged to be a part of. And I love the kind of the evolution and how the award itself has grown, how the attention it received during the Tour Championship week, working with the PGA Tour, working with Golf Channel and others in terms of broadcasting. But then just the award recipients have been just an incredible group of players, because it focuses on not just their score, not just in terms of what they do on the golf course and how many birdies or eagles. I mean, that success is a part of it, but it's also what they do off the course. And so when you listen and when you learn about what they're doing, from the things they care about, from the charities they get involved in, the work they're doing throughout the communities, throughout their hometowns, I mean, it's just incredible stories to see what these players are doing to give back at the same time as they are trying to always improve their golf game, but they're finding ways to give back. And so it's one of the things that, from Southern Company perspective, we're very proud of our association with the Payne Stewart Award. And this year we're going to honor Paul Azinger, who was also an incredible golfer, incredible broadcaster. But also Paul gave a eulogy at Payne's funeral. And so he and Payne were incredible deep friends. And so we're so thrilled to be able to honor Paul in terms of honoring him for the Payne Stewart Award. But it also aligns, it recognizes the work that he's doing in the community. And so it's a wonderful story, something we feel real good about.
You guys do so many amazing things. What is one thing that you're most proud of here at Southern Company?
I mean, the list is so long. I can go through the Payne Stewart Award. I can go through the things we do throughout the educational community, throughout things we do around innovation. And here at East Lake, I chair the East Lake Foundation, and we've been a big part of what has happened here in this neighborhood and this community with the transformation that has occurred here. I mean, this neighborhood, the housing, public housing projects just right down the road, probably like a 9-iron away, was once viewed as the most dangerous place in this country, had the highest rate crime rate zip code in the country. And when you see what has happened over the last 30 years or so, and the evolution, the transformation that has occurred, there was no grocery stores here. There was no banks here. I mean, it was a food desert. The education had the lowest graduation rate in the state of Georgia. Now, Drew Charter School, each and every year, I mean, they're graduating. Everybody's graduating. And then they go to college, and the retention and how they evolve and progressing through college is amazing. And so being a part of those kind of things at Southern Company is something you got to feel real good about. I mean, we made a deep commitment to historically Black colleges and universities back 2018, 2019. We made a commitment of some $50 million to help those universities from a technology standpoint in terms of their curriculums. Because my view always is that many of those kids, some of those kids can go anywhere. They can go to predominantly white universities. They can go anywhere. But some of those students, that has been their lifeline to success. And so when some of those kids graduate, not only does it change their life, but it changes their family's life. And so when we think about things like income inequality, that's an opportunity for us to lend a hand to help resolve and help close some of those gaps that we have in our society. So I can go on, but there are so many things that we've been involved in, that we have made investments, we leverage those investments, bringing other partners in. All the lines are trying to make communities better and individuals better because we're present, but finding ways to make a difference. And so that's what we're deeply committed to.
Not only are you the chairman, president, CEO of Southern Company, but you also chair the foundation here at Eastlake. Can you tell me a little bit about Tom Cousins' contributions and impact here?
Well, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Tom Cousins here at Eastlake. And so, I had the honor of chairing the board of the Eastlake Foundation for some 8 years. And I've been involved in Eastlake for a long time. We all owe an incredible debt and incredible gratitude to Tom Cousins for all that he did, not just in the buildings that he constructed downtown Atlanta and across his country, but also his vision for Eastlake and his commitment to making this place better. And so the things that we experience today here in this neighborhood, the evolution, the transformation that we've seen, that we've been able to experience, is because of Tom Cousins. And so we owe Tom just a great deal for all that he's done for the community. But also, I mean, just his commitment to the children of Eastlake in terms of changing the Eastlake Villages and Eastlake Meadows and the whole idea about education and knowing the importance of education and his commitment to Drew Charter School and what that has afforded those students in terms of their life, their future, giving them hope, is something that can't be taken away. And that's what leadership looks like. That's what commitment looks like. That's what making a difference looks like. And so when we look at all that Tom did, and he had this incredible smile that I always loved seeing, and how he would embrace and the ideas he would have, but then taking the concept to Eastlake all across the country through purpose-built communities. And so not just limiting it here, but taking it all across the country is something that, I mean, what he did was incredible. And so we're privileged. We have been honored to have gotten to know Tom Cousins, but this world is a much better place because of Tom Cousins.
It's a legacy that will live on forever.
Live on forever.
It's the week of the tour championship.
Yep.
We get a call. You get a call saying one of the players is out and they call you in.
Yeah.
What? First, what's your walkout song?
Oh, my heavens. Right now in my head is They're Not Like Us with Kendrick Lamar.
It's a good one.
I mean, so we're, Kendrick and I, man, we're walking out. I mean, we're dapping.
Oh, he's there with you.
Yeah,
I love this.
Kendrick is there because they're not like us.
I'm pretty sure the players will say he's not like us.
No, but they're not like us.
Yes, without a doubt. And then what do you think you'll shoot? Day one, first round of the tournament.
The score won't matter. It's how I get off the first tee. Pipe it down the center, in the fairway. That's what will matter. That's what I will remember, and probably the entire fan club all around me, that's what they would remember as well in terms of that first shot.
Everything's going to be all right. Well, I appreciate the time. Thanks for chatting.
Thank you very much.
And definitely going to take a lot of these nuggets to heart and to home. And you've given me a lot of hope here today. And I'm pretty sure you continue to give hope to everyone else. So.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to the SoPod Network, and this is Big Swings.